As a former music producer in my past life, used to do a lot of music. You remember the days?
I do, yes.
Boy, oh boy, and it was so onerous. It was so much work to just put together the score.
Yes.
Well, Hexachords has built a tool that uses artificial intelligence in order to compose music.
So cool.
Tonight, we have Richard Portelli. He's the CEO of Hexachords. Richard, nice to have you here. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks, my pleasure.
Can you tell us a little bit about how Hexachords got started? What really brought about this entire movement that you guys have been creating?
Yes, basically I started Hexachords on my own. It was like 5 years ago, and I had the idea when I was at when I was studying physics and engineering at my school. Mm-hmm. And the main idea of Orb Composer is to design a tool for composers, which basically allow composers to create music a lot faster and to try new musical ideas very quickly. And then they can decide which ideas they want to explore further. And I had this idea because by listening a lot of music, I came to the conclusion that a lot of songs look very similar, and instead of spending time on all the time the same, like all the time the same chord, etc., it's better to use the time on creativity.
Sure. Okay. So you think about how music is composed, and it always works out to be a chord structure where, you know, it's going to be G, D, C, G, D, C, and then maybe an E minor if we want to get really funky with it. So your artificial intelligence now takes that kind of knowledge and turns it into music. So it's called Orb Composer. And can you tell us a little bit about how it works? What's kind of the process that a composer would use in order to create a composition using your technology?
Yes, sure. Basically, Orb Composer, the composer needs to make a lot of musical choices to have a score in the end. And we try to design a kind of a high-level interface.
All right.
Where the composer can choose like chord progressions, rhythms, momentums. He can choose all the instruments he wants. Let's say, for example, from bar 2, the flute will come, etc. All this stuff. The composer has access to all this stuff, and it's the start. The composition starts by making like very artistic choices. Before diving into the notes.
Okay, so now in the past we've looked at Audio Tool, we've looked at FL Studio Producer, and tools like that where we need to learn an interface like a piano roll, and we need to know basic chord structure so that we can basically play on a computer screen the notes that we want to hear. And then we've got to create, okay, we want a timpan swell, we want an oboe to come in at this point. Now we have to kind of put those in as dots. So how does, thinking of that, it's a very difficult and very time-consuming process. How does Orb Composer compare to that process when I sit down and say, okay, I've got my cup of coffee, I'm ready to start composing music? What's the process feel like for me?
Yeah, it's exactly the point. The point of Orb Composer. Basically, you start from ideas, and it creates notes. And for example, it's like clothes. When you want to try a new shirt, basically you need all the other like pants and shoes to have an idea exactly how it would sound. You cannot just like, so to explore a musical idea is very time consuming. And basically what Orb Composer allows to do is like from simple choices and artistic choices to have like a solid base to start with. It's not like the final score will not be composed 100% with Orb Composer, but you start with a very solid base, which saves you a lot of time for the rest.
So do I need to have musical capabilities and knowledge in order to use Orb Composer?
Yes, it's definitely designed for music composers.
I see. Okay, that's good. So we're looking at not something that would replace the composer, but something that would assist the composer with creativity, with artistic freedom, and you know, it's like writing a story. You sit down day after day and compose music, and you get writer's block, and that is, you know, when you've got 8 songs for a CD and you're trying to get the 10th and the 9th, that's the difficult thing to get through. So is the music creation, so this creates the base for our songs, is it random? Is there, is it what I would come up with? What's kind of the creativity behind that aspect?
Yeah, well, it's random, but of course it's based on the choices of the composer.
Can you tell me what, when you say choices, are we talking, I have chosen to compose a song in the key of E, and I want these instruments, I want this genre, are those the kind of choices that I make, or am I actually keying in certain notes and things like that?
Well, actually, there are like 2 levels of randomness. The first random part comes from the choices. When okay. I mean choices, I mean like, for example, like chords, just chords. Okay. Yeah, like if you take the mathematical number of different chords, it's huge. And when you talk about chord progressions, like momentums,
yep.
Like the instrument, let's say, okay, the flute, which come at bar 2. This is like a choice which certainly will be unique. So all this is the first randomness. But the second randomness comes from the technology itself, which basically means that even if you have exactly the same constraints and you make exactly the same choices, you will still have, in the end, different notes.
Okay. So you're just going to come up with new... So I can put in the same key structure, the same chord structure, and I'm going to get brand new music. So what kind of genres does Orb Composer do and do well?
Well, basically, Orb Composer is mostly focused on orchestral music,
okay.
It's possible to create any genre, but we'll not have like presets, genre presets, but the user will be able, for example, to choose like orchestral instruments or with like electric guitars, anything basically, because we also want Orb Composer to be used, for example, to create new music styles.
Wow, that's cool. And you think that everything has been done before, but truly, we start to hear... I noticed it when dubstep became a thing. Like,
yes.
It's like, how did someone invent a genre when everything feels like it's been done before? So we think that Orb Composer is going to be able to achieve this. That's an exciting bar to set for yourself, for sure. So understanding then, Richard, that we do require some musical experience and capabilities in order to use Orb Composer. So it's not taking over the job of the composer by any stretch. Is this something that composers need to fear, in the sense that studios are going to be able to use less experienced composers in order to create their music?
Well, I think with the approach we have, I think basically we are supporting composers. And I think tools which we don't like and are really like automated tools, like create the music in 2 seconds and all the stuff like this. And it's definitely not the direction we wanted to take. And we believe that with our tool, composers will compose much better music than just like automated tools. Where you just select like a genre and a duration, for example.
Right. Yeah, I remember my old Mad Player that was, you just push play and it would just start randomizing a beat and everything else, and you know, it was cool, but it did have that kind of random feel to it, as opposed to something that really has some thought put into it. With Orb Composer, then, is it a time-consuming process? You know, I think about AI as being a fully automated process, but then learning that we do need to actually do some interaction with the AI in order to bring out the composition. What could we look at as far as time goes for composing a track with Orb Composer?
Well, the time is, the time to compose a song is like, it's instant. But of course, the time depends on the time the composer spends to make the choices.
Okay, so it instantly spews out a song and says, here you go.
Yeah.
And now,
yes, exactly.
And now what happens? Do I then say, okay, well, I don't like how this happened. I want to change the flute part.
Yes, exactly. You can say, okay, I don't want like the bassoon here. I want to change this by, I don't know, like a bass trombone. I don't know. And then you say, okay, this motif, I don't like it. So I will just change this part, etc. Oh. And then when you make all the choices and you have really something accurate that you like, you can, for example, finish the composition in your DAW and add all the effects you want, etc. But yeah, that's basically how it works.
That's fantastic. We're speaking with Richard Portelli. He's the CEO of Hexachords. They've developed an artificial intelligence software called Orb Composer, and it actually creates musical scores for composers, inspiring creativity and helping them to be able to find that inspiration. Richard, I'm, you know, as a former music producer using FL Studio and things like that back in the days of Fruity Loops, as far, you know, that's as far back as I go. Do we have support for third-party instrument libraries, say VSTIs, sound fonts, DirectX plugins? Is there support for those kinds of things so that I don't lose my investment? I've got Eterol Orchestral. I love it. Can I plug it into your Orb Composer?
Yeah, of course you can, and I would say that you have to. You have to, because the Orb Composer doesn't come with like any sound itself. It's basically connected via MIDI devices to your DAW, so you can load, you can use all your samples, and that's also something we wanted to achieve, because people, wow, they spend a lot of money by buying and purchasing sure, samples, so they can use all the samples they bought, and that's pretty cool, I think.
Yeah, that's astonishing. Like I mentioned, Eterol, I have the orchestral plugin. I absolutely love it. I've done grand piano scores on it and everything. I'd hate to lose that plugin.
Now, I'm just wondering, does it also have the ability to integrate into like a soundboard, or is it purely computer-based as far as channels and whatnot?
Yeah, it's purely computer-based.
Okay.
So would it support, let's say I have a DAW already that has outputs to a console with multiple inputs, so a pre-setup studio configuration. Is it going to be compatible with that? I think that's kind of, you know, the question that we're looking at. Can I work with an existing DAW?
Yes, you can.
Wow.
Okay. So in that case, then, yeah, we would be able to utilize that. Is it a standalone application, or are we looking at needing to have something like FL Studio to power it?
Well, it's a standalone application, but you need to connect it to a DAW. But yeah, it's a standalone application, but you need like a DAW. So it's like, but it's not a plugin, it's not a VST. It's like a standalone application, but you need a DAW to use it with all the features.
So as it's not a plugin, now we don't need to get into the technical aspects, but as it's not a plugin, I'm not getting the relationship to the DAW or DAW. Does this export to a certain file format that I then import into my existing hardware or something?
Yes, I mean, it could work without DAW. You could export the MIDI files, but I think it would be like useless, because you would not have like any playback on the choices you make, and so
right.
It's definitely you can't hear before, so you need to export to load into the DAW to listen, etc. So it would be like quite a difficult process, I think.
You mentioned something there that really stands out to me. You mentioned exporting to MIDI files, which means I'm going to be able to import that into any application that I work with MIDI files. Right. I can change the instrumentation. I can also create sheet music
right
from my MIDI files, things like that. So it just opens it up, just blows that right out of the water, doesn't it? So who owns the music that I create with your software? Do I have to worry about royalties if I use the music online?
No, not at all. I mean, the music created belongs to the composer.
Entirely? Entirety?
Yeah, entirely. Because basically, if there are no like royalties, anything, for example, I mean, there is no right on the music itself if it's created from A to Z by a computer. But in this case, it's a tool to assist the composer. So the composer, of course, is, the music created definitely belongs to the composer.
First of all, you know, and just to say, kudos for making that decision to take that approach, because there are two approaches that you could have taken here. You could have said, okay, we own the rights to this music and you need to pay for the rights to use it. Or you can say, this is, in all essences, an instrument. And you're playing the instrument, and it's you, and you're creating the music, and so it's yours. So now I can use this music, as Richard is telling us here, I can use this in any of my projects. I suppose I can sell it. I can sell the music,
of course.
Right?
Yes, so, of course.
So is it okay for me to generate music using the artificial intelligence and then sell it as, like, stock audio?
Yes, it's possible. I think we will try to limit that, because it's not the idea, like, of making, like, millions of tracks and selling them. So we'll definitely find a way to limit this. But yeah, I mean, on the paper, it's possible. But it's definitely not the idea.
I understand. You can see where I'm kind of going with it, where you know, this is a potential abuse of the artificial intelligence, but at the same time, could be a really interesting business model for somebody if they, you know, if they want to take the time and do a really good job of it. Not that that's what we're promoting, but understanding that that's possible. I love that I own the rights to it. That's fantastic. Are the files themselves proprietary? Are these WAV files that it's exporting to?
The WAV files are exported by the DAW.
So the MIDI aspect, the actual instrumentation, the synthesis happens in the DAW.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Definitely.
Okay.
With your samples, yeah.
Perfect.
Now, regarding the AI, does it learn your style, the type of music that you like to make, and then start developing upon that? Or is the AI strictly per song based on the input that you put forward? Like, does it continue to learn from your style?
Well, I mean, there are two parts of the AI. There is one part which is learning it's based on machine learning, that we use it mostly for music styles. But I mean, the real engine Orb is not based on learning. It's based really on the very accurate rules we gave it. And because of this, it's very light, it's instant, because if it was like a completely machine learning based, it would not be instant. And you also, you have the full control of what's happening inside the box. Because machine learning is like, it's like a black box. You give inputs, you have an output, but you don't have the control on what's happening between. And basically with Orb Composer, you have completely access to everything, to all the musical low level parameters. And for example, if you just want to adjust one setting, you can do it, which would not be possible with machine learning.
Okay. Now we have a question from the chat room that's, do USB synthesizers work with your software?
I suppose if they're MIDI compatible, would that be...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can. Yes, you can. If you connect to your DAW and you have like a synthesizer, yeah, it will work, of course.
Okay,
very cool.
So you can use all your analog stuff and.
Yeah. So again, if you've already got kit, you've got plugins, you got all this stuff already set up, this is just going to accent that.
Absolutely.
Which is not honestly, Richard, not exactly what I was expecting. I was expecting this to be its own standalone thing, and this impresses me, excites me. We're talking about Orb Composer. It's an artificial intelligence product that has been created by Hexachords, and it helps composers to create music. What are some of the exciting ways that you're seeing this already being used? Now, I know it's not publicly available, but there has been some use within television, I believe.
Yeah, actually, there was no use of Orb Composer. There was a use of Orb. I mean, Orb is the core technology. And before designing Orb Composer, so with all the graphical interface and so on, we just released some music created with Orb by itself. So it's really like it's a different approach now that we have Orb Composer. But basically, the music we released before was completely done by the AI from A to Z. And because of that, we didn't release like too many music because we don't think it's too interesting. However, like to make like kind of a proof of concept and to see how people react to something created really from A to Z by a technology, it was nice to propose. To put the music created with Orb itself. With another music created with real composers, and to see if some people will say, okay, no, for this we can't use this music. For some reason, I don't like this music. Okay. And that was not the case because, yes, as you mentioned, it was used in a documentary, a professional documentary on French TV.
Fantastic.
And nobody knows that it was created only by our technology.
So you've taken this song that was created by your tech, put it on to some kind of forum or system that allows people.
It's not a forum. It's basically like what are called like sound libraries. So basically, it's like it's a company called Telemusic. It's a French company. Basically, they have a bunch of composers who compose music for TV.
Okay.
And so he has to choose
buy a
documentary.
License.
He has to choose the music, and so he did like a little mix of like a little bit of that genre, a little bit of that genre, and he proposed this music, saying that okay, it was composed by a composer, which was not the case, but just to see the reaction, and eventually it was chosen for an extract. Yes.
And so, did they later find out that it was actually created by an artificial intelligence?
To be fair, I'm not sure.
So they're using this music in their documentary. They don't even know. Potentially, we're talking about it here.
That's amazing.
And, I don't think they know it, to be fair.
That is astonishing. And just to think that it's that good. We've had some music underlying the interview at times here, all created by the Orb artificial intelligence. Now, you mentioned a differentiation that I wasn't aware of between Orb and the Orb composer. So Orb is, I guess, like a framework kind of back-end artificial intelligence engine. Is that the idea?
Yes, exactly. Orb is really the core engine, and it can work by itself, saying, okay, it's possible to say, okay, I want like a 2-minute song, orchestra, epic, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's possible.
So,
but we don't want to use it that way.
You don't want to. Can I write a script that will use it, though? Is that possible? Is it an API or a command line argument or something?
Well, it would be possible, but we will not provide it.
Okay. I gotcha. All right. That's proprietary, we'll say. Speaking of proprietary, what kind of OS support are we looking at? Is this like a Windows-only kind of thing?
Well, it's Windows and Mac.
Windows and Mac. Any plans for Linux support at all?
For Linux, you mean?
Yes. Any plans to port over to Linux?
Well, it will be complicated because, like, the core, it doesn't change anything to the core code, but it's more like the use of the AW and, like, plugins, which are quite rare on Linux.
Yeah, I hear you. So we're probably going to be on Windows or Mac anyways in the studio.
Yeah.
So makes sense for sure. Any other system requirements that we should be aware of before we wrap up?
No, I mean, the only restricting part is maybe the memory, because you need to have the memory that you would need for your own samples, so which is usually the case, because you already own the samples.
Sure.
But yes, I mean, it's kind of memory intensive, of course. Sure. When you load like a bunch of orchestral stuff, it can be, it can be heavy, yeah.
Hopefully we
But so like well, it's not system. CPU intensive at all. So I mean the only requirement is to be able to load the sound libraries.
Okay.
Jeff,
you got one more?
Yeah, I've got one more question. Just as I've been listening to you and you know, you're talking about the software. I haven't played with the software, so I don't know all the selections that come with it, but do you have the ability to set an emotional feel to the music? And is that incorporated? Like, if you want something that invokes anger within the composition, can you set the software to do that, or do you use that through your individual selections?
Well, we could do that, but we don't want to. This same reason as basically we want people to be able to create some moods, and we don't want to have we want people to try new things. And basically, if for example, if you want to be like to have like an angry mood, the composer knows what to do, and all the parameters he has to choose to have this effect.
Right.
So it's really like a low level kind of software.
Okay.
And it's not like you select a genre with a duration and all that stuff, to be very clear. And yes, it's how we want it to be used.
Sure. And we're working entirely from the screenshots that we've shown here. We're working entirely from trying to understand, get our head around something that's brand new.
Yeah.
Artificial intelligence creating music. That's what we're talking about with Orb Composer. So for us to get out, you've been playing with this thing for 5 years, man. So to be fair, like, you know your way around this thing. I want to play with it. When can I install this on my computer?
So basically, we plan to do like a beta version, which will be, I think, available like in October. And for final release in January.
Wonderful. So we're looking at a few months.
Yeah.
Yeah, six months until the release, yes.
Fantastic.
It's like an early Christmas present.
Exactly.
I love it.
Yeah.
Richard, we appreciate your time so very much tonight. We're very, very excited about your product. We love what you're doing with Hexachords and with Orb in particular. This is really, really cool stuff. And the compositions that you've sent us so far are awesome. Like, it's just,
thank you very much.
Hard to believe that this is automated and artificial intelligence. Where's it going to go next? This is just kind of the start of something cool. What's next for your company? Where are you pitching this? What is going on?
Well, we have a very big project that we would like to... it's a little bit early to share it, but basically the idea would be to integrate the technology inside video games. Which would mean that the music would be created inside the game.
Oh my gosh!
And not outside the game. So yes, it's just a little thing. We did some proof of concept of it, but it's a little bit early to tell you more about it.
First of all, he starts by saying, we've got this big thing, but we're not allowed to tell you about it. But we'll tell you this.
That is...
In-game, you mentioned that you were going to be doing gaming audio, but this is huge. So
that is huge.
If I'm coming up to a frightening scene within the game, I'd imagine that Orb is going to know... And I know you're not allowed to talk about it.
Or if you, like me, have died like 500 times trying to fight a boss, the music is going to change.
Wow.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. Way to get us excited. way to get us excited. That's cool. So do you folks get your head around that? So imagine it creates the music on the fly during the game. It can be influenced by the gameplay. I'm imagining how the API is going to function.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how it would work. And the very interesting part as well is that the composer would have a major influence on, because he would not need to compose final scores, but to design all the universe, all the musical universe. For example, saying, okay, it's for this forest, I will give like, okay, it will be played by clarinets. And with some arpeggios, and choose all the parameters, but then it will be live, real time. So it's very interesting, yes.
When I enter here, this is a scary scene. We've got some pizzicatos.
Exactly, exactly. But not the notes, but just like all the parameters, a little bit like in Orb Composer.
It's as if it becomes part of the level creation process. So we say, okay, this building is going to have this style of music. Now let Orb do the rest.
Yes, exactly. And so it will basically put the composer kind of at the center of all the gameplay.
Wow.
I think I've had a stupid, like, grin, gaping mouth for the last, like, 90 seconds. This is incredible.
Thousands of people right now have that same expression, Jeff. Richard,
thank you.
I want to challenge you to please, please, please keep in touch with us. Let us know. We want to let our community know about the progress of your product and how it's being utilized by various industries. And we wish you all the best. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me. Thanks.
Thanks. Take care.
What's the chat room say?
They like it.
This one is 100% composed by AI. This is Category 5 Technology TV. And you'll find our website at category5.tv.